Dairy farmer Paul Davis is this morning of the view that it's perhaps time for Barbados to consider lifting the COVID curfew.
No, I would certainly applaud the government for what they've done. I think they've done an amazing job because, you know, nobody knows enough about this virus, how it's going to affect everybody, how it's going to turn out and so on. And as far as the immunity and all that is concerned, we're getting more information, but it is still limited information. So we all have to make decisions based on the information we have at hand. If, for example, you look at the tourism sector, I think they're between 50 and 60% of the total employment. And our total employment is roughly around 130, 140,000. So you're looking at nearly 70,000 people that, if you were to remove a curfew, basically have nowhere to go and have nothing to do regardless. So in effect, they are by de facto going to be in curfew because they have no job to go to. So if we were to relax the conditions of the curfew and allow people to shop at the supermarkets, the hardware stores, all the other stores, everybody that I have seen thus far has been very compliant with the wearing face masks, distancing, and so on. And I think removing the curfew would allow the supermarkets to function as normal. And if you have the supermarkets functioning normally, and you say, well, no large social gatherings, no groups. You can't obviously have cricket matches right now in this environment. But you can go to the supermarket and the shops when you want. You have to observe the physical distancing, which people are very easy, you know, comply with very easily. But you wouldn't have this sense of urgency to go and get things that maybe you don't even need, but you don't know. So people are going on and doing things and trying to get things and collect things because they don't know what the next move may be, you know. And I think if people had more confidence in the time they had available to do the things they have to do, you won't get this, you won't need to manage the business as we are having to do now. And it would give the supermarkets the normal times to function in. People could go home without having to worry about being stopped.
Another farmer is Richard Armstrong.
Well, from our personal point of view, we are not having too much issues on the fresh market side. The main problems is like getting, if we have a breakdown with the equipment, we're having problems getting parts and service. Obviously, all the providers are shut down. Even the overseas providers, I've been trying to get parts of my irrigation system, and the phone is just ringing and a recording is telling me I'm in a queue. So that part of it has been a little difficult. But other than that, we've been able to continue our business of planting and reaping very well. And the business has been good. From the other farmers' point of view, I know some of them obviously are struggling with the weather conditions more so than the issues with COVID. Obviously, it's been extremely dry for the last 2 or 3 months. I know a lot of them are struggling with getting the amount of water they need to grow the increased amount of produce that the country needs at this time. That's an ongoing problem from year to year, but it's been amplified this year because of the demand is greater at this time.
According to Mr. Armstrong, the COVID crisis has had a big impact on his agro-processing operations.
Unfortunately, between 60 and 70% of my sales with the sweet potato price is based on the tourism market, and that basically just dried up overnight. So that side of things is really struggling badly. In fact, we really have to make a decision now where we're going with that for the rest of the year. It may need just to be shut down and mothballed for now, because it just doesn't make sense trying to run it for a 30% market.
Farmer Richard Armstrong on Sagicor's Early Business.